brutal battle.
That was a good, nice, big, epic intro.
Yeah.
Right there. Good
I'm
job.
Like, I feel like I'm like introducing an epic opera, like a multi-piece theatrical experience.
You are the conductor.
I am.
You are the conductor of Brutal Battle.
I run this train. Come on, ride the train. Oh, different conductor. Sorry, wrong.
And we are actually this time joined by our first guest ever, is my wife, Rebecca. Say hello.
Hello.
This is Rebecca. She is the one who first selects the beers for us.
She selects them.
She selects them. So all the bad beers we've had are her fault.
Her fault.
Not on purpose.
What is wrong with you?
Not on purpose,
that's true. Sadistic woman.
That was not my intent.
But it happens, it happens. So, she's on this episode, so I would think it's suspicious if these beers are good. Just give us the bad ones, and then when you're
that
on,
is true.
It's the good ones.
Amazing. No comment until after we taste them.
Alright. So, we have Rebecca on because we want to talk about females and beer. But first, what we want to do is get a little backstory from Rebecca. Rebecca, you are into beer. How did you get into beer?
I don't know if I would say. I guess I am into beer. No one's ever described me like that. I hated beer.
As most women do growing up.
I only drank like fruity drinks.
Mm-hmm. Margaritas.
Yes.
Daiquiris. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like a
Party Silver, Sky Blue.
Pina Coladas. Mm.
Zima.
No.
Zima with Jolly Ranchers.
Mike Farm Lemonade.
No. I mean, maybe.
Twisted Tea.
Maybe.
Boone's Farm.
No.
You know you drank some Boone's Farm.
I don't even know what that is.
Mad Dog 2020.
You crazy.
No.
Well, I never had some Boone's Farm.
No. And then.
What's that called? Stuff called Sierra Mist or something? What is that stuff called? No, that's a soda.
Arbor Mist.
Arbor Mist. There you go.
I never had that.
It's like fake wine.
Yeah. But it gets you drunk.
Anyway.
So then I met Carlin about 8 years ago.
Yes.
Exactly, wow. Almost.
8 years?
Yeah.
How can you stand this guy for that long?
I don't know.
I can really stand him for
eight years ago. 8 years ago, a week ago.
No.
From when this comes out.
Oh, from when it comes out. I was going to say, wait a minute, this weekend is our anniversary.
Yeah, we're recording
Bravo.
Ahead, so.
Okay, that's
Bravo.
True.
Secret divulge.
We're in a time warp, man. It's like 2015, you don't even know. I'm on a spaceship right now.
We're podcasting from the future.
From the future.
I almost thought you forgot our anniversary.
No.
So. That wouldn't be good.
So about 8 years ago, I met Carlin, and he was like, oh, you don't like beer? And I said, no.
I'm surprised he didn't dump you right there.
Yeah, well, he didn't like coffee, and I didn't dump him, so we decided to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I don't really know how it happened, but he wanted to get me to like beer, so he put me on what he calls the beer plan.
Wow. There's a beer plan I created.
That sounds demented.
And then, well, I don't know if I was on the beer plan or the wine plan first.
You were on the wine plan first.
Okay.
You didn't like wine either at that point. So I figured easier to get a woman to like wine than beer.
Right, true. So he was successful with his wine plan, and then he moved me on to the beer plan. So I first started drinking like wheats, and then I moved into like browns, and then like maybe stouts and porters. And
wow. The dark root.
Yeah. And then I can drink some pale ales. I'll, like, sip an IPA, but I'm not really, really into the hoppy stuff. My bread and butter is more the stouts and porters.
And I can recall a moment where I felt really proud of where the beer plan had taken her. And it was when we were at a special beer dinner. We were at Duclaw. Which,
oh,
Kyle, you
wow.
say we bring it up all the time.
It's
we
your
kinda
favorite
do.
Brewery, apparently.
One
are you
of.
A spokesperson? Do they, are they?
No,
how much
but
do
I
you make every
one.
Time you mention?
It's
zero.
Local. It's good to support local.
Yes, it is.
So we were at this special beer dinner there, and they had, you know, you get a glass of beer for each course. And we had one course, I don't even remember what the food was for it, but it was paired with it was the double IPA, the Hercules double IPA by Great Divide Brewing Company.
I remember.
And she said she really, really liked it. And that was a point where I was just like, what? I got my wife. Well, she wasn't my wife at that point.
No.
At that point, it was, I got my girlfriend to like double IPAs. And when I met her, she only liked margaritas and daiquiris, basically.
True.
It's amazing.
True story.
Amazing. I feel like I should be the master for Overlord just for that.
Maybe.
In a sense.
So it's... No. No.
People are always impressed when I tell them this story.
You don't know how psycho this beer plan sounds. You are nuts. You are crazy.
Well, no, but it works.
It's like, did you start working under, like, wearing sexier clothing or something? Did you, like, get her on, like, an entire plan or something like that?
No, it wasn't, like, a makeover.
No.
It was just a beverage
makeover.
I mean, there really is an easier way to get someone's palate trained, in a sense. You can train your palate from, you know, because most people, when you start out with beer, all you taste is the alcohol in it.
Yes.
Or wine, too. If you don't like any sort of alcohol, when you start drinking it, all you taste is the alcohol. And then through trying enough of it, enough different varieties, and starting with the right ones, with the most appealing flavors and the lightest flavors, you can train your palate. And then once you have it at that next, you know, that next step, basically, then you can feel free to start going up the next step and the next step. And then eventually, you know, you're like my wife here, and she's drinking stouts all the time. Stouts, porters, loving it. And having an occasional IPA or pale ale.
Yeah, occasional.
Occasional. Like, you love the Dogfish Head 60 Minute.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually, like, ordered that when I've been out. So that's how I feel like I know when I like a beer is when I actually go out of my way and order it off a venue.
And that's awesome. So having gotten that portion out of the way, the introduction, I want to ask you first, Rebecca, what is one of the better beers that you've had recently? Or any bad beers too, whatever you feel like talking about that you'd like the listeners to know. This beer's awesome, this beer sucks.
Oh, jeez. Well, I know you guys have already plugged Founder's Breakfast Stout like a bazillion times, so I won't go there, but I do love that beer. I don't even know what I drank recently.
Ooh,
what have I had?
Founder's Breakfast Stout.
I know. I feel like that's all I drink because I just love it so much.
You put her on the spot, man.
Well, then that's
fine. Yeah, jeez, you didn't tell me this was going to be one of the questions. Come I would have, like...
Well, have you listened to the other episodes?
No. Well, yes, but I would have, like, gone through our recycling and looked at what beers I've been drinking.
That's fine. No, I do think that's probably all you've been having lately, pretty
or,
much.
Like, we've shared some beers. Did you talk about that Chipotle?
No. You can go ahead.
Ugh.
Chocolate Chili Ale?
Yeah, by Elysian?
Yeah, Elysian Brewing Company.
It was part of their... Beer of the Apocalypse.
One of the 12 Beers of the Apocalypse.
It was terrible. Just really, it was a chocolate chipotle stout.
No, it was a chocolate chili ale.
Chocolate chili ale. Well, whatever. Really unbalanced. It just was in your face, chili. Ugh. Way too spicy. I had a couple sips and I just dumped it. I couldn't even.
She dumped out beer.
I did. I just like, I don't. I don't like to waste my calories on something that I'm not going to enjoy.
Me too, darling.
Oh, shut up.
No, that's legit. I know.
You don't have to worry about your figure.
Oh,
not that I really do either.
Yes,
but...
Kyle, you're in great shape. You do not have to worry about your figure. You look very svelte.
You don't lie. You do not lie,
very
honey.
Svelte.
I am.
No, so the chocolate chili ale, I was along with you. I did not like it. I dumped mine as well. I've had two beers before that had chilies in them and I thought were good.
I know one of those.
What's one of them?
Rogue,
I guess.
Yeah.
The Rogue Chipotle Ale.
It's good.
That's a good beer. It has like a subtle heat.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like kind of like roasted jalapenos.
It's pretty much the only Rogue beer I like.
Really?
That's the only Rogue beer you like?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't like the Nugget? Oh, gosh.
The Hazelnut Brown? Nectar?
No. I usually don't like hazel. I'm not crazy about it. No.
Oh, I love that beer.
Well, that one was one of the
And they had
the
nice juniper The juniper.
Ugh, I don't like juniper anything.
That was a John John ale. It was like a pale ale done with juniper berries, like aged from juniper berries.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Well, that was
good. Pretty good. Also, for anyone who likes gin, juniper berries go into gin. And if you like gin, then that might be a good beer for you to try, because you get that small flavor that you usually get for gin.
Mm-hmm.
From gin, sorry. And the other chili, beer with chili in it was a spiced porter from Telegraph Brewing Company out of Santa Barbara, California. It was actually a beer that I got for a rare beer of the month club that my older sister had signed me up for. And I shared that with Rebecca, and I remember you really liking it.
I really liked that.
It had ancho chilies in it, and it was, once again, like a real subtle heat to it, which was really nice. But yeah, that chocolate chili ale was...
Yeah, it's terrible.
But did you have anything else recently that you liked or didn't like, or...
That's all I can think
of. You already squeezed
more out of it, man. I know. I don't know what to say.
That's fine. Jeez. I'm not pushing. I just want to see if you have anything.
Put your wife on the rack over here. Just keep turning them gears.
Well, then you coerce me into being on this podcast, and then you I feel like I'm in an FBI interrogation with a. You're going to waterboard me next.
Hey, I'm not Dick Cheney.
What beer do you like? What beer do you like?
Well then, Kyle, why don't you go ahead? You said you've had a lot of beers recently.
Yes, I have had... This is one I liked a lot a year or two ago. I drank a lot of it, but I hadn't had it recently, so I tried to give it another go. It is Kona Brewing Company, which is out of Hawaii. Their Pipeline Porter, which is made with Kona coffee. It is not a very heavy beer. It's not a very like big beer. It's just very smooth. It's easy drinking. The coffee smell is... one of the best I've experienced personally. And it's just the nose, the taste, it's very easy to drink, very smooth. It is a seasonal. I'm not sure how available, considering how far away from Hawaii we are. I assume Kona has a pretty decent distribution across the country, although this is a purely assumption, I really don't know.
I think so.
But yeah, it's a good porter. It's a good porter. I like it a lot, actually. It's up there. It's like I said, easy drinking.
I don't think we've had that, but we should try it because we are porter fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did have their coconut porter.
I was going to say, yeah, we've had their coconut porter.
I've had some of their other beers. It's okay. Kona, I mean, that Pipeline's is decent. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I've had that, and I had their Longboard. Is that their pale ale? That was okay, too.
And they do a Firewalker Summer something or other.
Yeah.
They do a bunch of
that
seasonals.
Sounds familiar. Okay.
Yeah. But I will say... coffee is a key to my heart.
Me too. Me too.
I mean, just if it's coffee, I will probably like it.
Me too. I agree.
Well, that makes me want to ask you this question then. Have you had that Beer Geek Breakfast, I think was what the beer was called? Yeah, it had McKellar.
McKellar, whatever.
It had coffee beans.
That's a big beer. That's a huge beer.
Is that the one with the cat?
Yeah, it's the one that has...
The poops, the...
Yeah.
Oh, the cat.
That one?
Yes.
For anyone who doesn't know about this...
This was 3 years ago when I had it, but yeah.
There is a special coffee a very expensive coffee that is basically run through the bowels of a civet cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cat's alive. What they do is they allow these cats to eat the coffee beans, and then when they come out the end, they harvest them, obviously wash them off, and then apparently it's extremely expensive coffee.
Yeah, I used to know the name of it, but it's been so long since I had that beer.
Yeah, but apparently the enzymes in the stomach acid for those cats does something special to the beans that really enhances the flavor.
Our listeners probably think we're retarded because they probably know all the details about it, but... Yes, it's a good beer. I took it to my brother had a July 4th party. And I know that's not a summer beer, but I don't know. I don't drink for season. I don't care.
That's good.
But I just knew there were a lot of beer appreciating people there. So we split it and kind of passed it around and we made love to it. We also had Goldendrach.
Oh, Goldendrach.
We had Goldendrach.
That one's good.
We had that too. And yeah, them side to side was, they were both very big, nice.
Well, those are very different
beers. Yeah.
Goldendrach's very, very much of a golden... I mean, it's a golden Belgian style ale.
It's not Goldendrock, it's Goldendrock.
Not everything has to be said in that voice.
When it has a name like Goldendrock, it has to be said in that voice. I'm sorry.
It's for theatrics.
It's a big golden dragon, and it'll come out and bite you in the face.
So, okay, so, since I talked enough about some of the beers that I've shared with Rebecca, we'll move into the next section. Yes. I wanted specifically to have you on, Rebecca, because I wanted to ask you a few questions concerning women and beer.
So put her on the spot more.
Yes, I will put her on the spot again.
Okay. Here we go.
So first of all,
it's like you're in a job interview or something.
I know, I'm nervous. I hope I get it. I hope I get the job.
Your perception of you as a beer drinker. Do you think that you're very different from your common woman as far as beer goes?
I would say, in what aspect? As far as beer goes, well, yeah. I feel like most of my female friends, if they drink beer, they're going to drink your, like, Bud Light, Miller, whatever. I will say I have a couple. My sister's really, really into beer. I actually have a couple female coworkers that are really into beer. But they're definitely few and far between.
So, that being said, do you think that it's... I mean, I guess one thing I really wanted to get to with you is, do you think that beer is kind of shedding the stigma of mainly being a man's drink like it used to be?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, like, I'm trying to think, like,
it's more of a teenager's drink now, I think.
Beer. Oh, they come out of the womb drinking beer.
You said teenager, you didn't say infant.
Oh, I'm just saying. It's
more of a fetus drink now.
Yeah.
At least my kid probably will be.
Oh, God. Help us all. What was the question again?
I don't even remember.
Something about fetuses.
It had absolutely nothing to do with that. No, it was about the stigma of
the stigma.
Beer being
a man drink.
I don't feel like that. But I don't feel like I personally believe so much like in stigmas or stereotypes or anything like that.
Yes. Different strokes, right?
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I think if you go out to the bar, I feel like more likely you'll see females drinking mixed drinks, and you'll find the men drinking beers. Just like I feel like a lot of men maybe who want to drink a mixed drink, like a stereotypical girly mixed drink, may not want to because they think it's not manly.
That's actually a good point because I had a friend who I remember. On numerous occasions, berating for wanting to drink Manhattans and Cosmopolitans.
Mm, I love Manhattans.
Well, there you go. I would berate you so if we went out anywhere.
Don't go out with Carlin.
Manhattan's straight bourbon. I mean, how can you? What's wrong with that?
I mean, that's wrong of me.
Bourbon, sweet vermouth, and a cherry.
Wrong
it's
of
usually,
me, but
Angostura, of course.
I think it's the cherry.
Oh, man. See, when you get to a good cocktail place and they make their own cherries, and they're usually like, bourbon soaked cherries or like house. Oh, those things are ridiculous.
See, now that's a whole different aspect of
this. You need to go to Woodbury and order a Manhattan there.
We have not been, but we want to go.
That's called a Manhamden.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good cocktail.
So I guess the next step in this question would kind of be.
Hold on. I want to go back to that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to go back to that and I was going to say that I think if more women knew that you can save a lot of calories by drinking beer instead of mixed drinks, they would drink it.
That's true.
That's very true.
And I think there's still, well, like someone at my work today, I was talking about beer, and it's a woman, and she's older. She's probably in, you know, her mid 40s, mid to late 40s.
Now, you don't want to insult our listeners. We don't know.
I'm not.
Well, you said older.
Well, I mean older than me.
Okay. Well, you
older than everyone sitting here right now.
Okay, you should have said that.
So she was like, ew, beer, ew, beer. And she was saying that she was like, I never drink beer. And she believes that all beer has the exact same flavor. It all tastes the same.
Yeah, because probably all she ever had was...
Macro.
Yeah. Macro beer.
Mm-hmm.
And that tastes like nothing. It tastes like water.
Right. But she's also from the generation, part of the generation that was into, it's a man's drink.
Right,
Because she's even said, she's like, you know, we go out... for dinner, and we just need to make sure we we can go to a place where my husband can enjoy a nice beer.
What kind of beer does her husband drink?
You know, macro beers, like Bud, or it might not specifically be Budweiser, but stuff like that.
Right.
Bud.
So
I just can't use the word enjoy and Bud.
Right.
In the same sentence.
Because it's no good. This is garbage.
She's a hater. She's a hater.
Well, it's also because it's also hard because I've actually never, I don't even think I've ever had a Budweiser.
Look at you.
I shouldn't hate it then, I guess.
It is so terrible. I've never had it, but it's so awful.
Trust me, you don't need it.
I don't think I've had Budweiser, but I feel like I've had something like that, and I know I didn't like it.
Okay. Well, okay, so
next question.
My next step in the question
is... How am I doing in this interview process?
You're doing fine.
Thank you.
Except for that last comment.
What comment?
You said it's terrible and you never had it before.
Okay. Strike it from the record.
Okay, stricken. So, the next question would be that, I don't know if you're familiar with it, I think I've mentioned it to you before. There was a beer that was put out called Chick Beer.
All right. I told you. Yeah, I saw this.
It's pink. It has pink labeling and everything, and it's marketed specifically to women. As a beer drinker, as a female beer drinker, do you feel like that's insulting to you, or... Is that okay? Or does that entice you?
It doesn't entice me. It doesn't, like, entice me. It's
probably terrible.
That's what I mean. Like, it doesn't entice me because it's probably a terrible beer.
And why do you say that? Do you say that because you think
they have
it has to have a gimmick?
Yes, I feel like most things with a gimmick normally aren't that great because they just use the gimmick to get you.
Such as, you know it's cold when the Rocky Mountains are blue.
Exactly. Or, like... Mm.
Even I can't drink my Coors if it's not blue. Yeah, exactly. I just refuse to.
You just, like, put it back.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of wines are like that, too. Like, I think they market a lot of wines. If they put, like, a fancy label on it, people are drawn towards it.
True.
And, like, I pick my wine almost the opposite.
If the label looks terrible.
If the label looks plain, I'll buy it. Because I'm onto their gimmicks. But no, I saw that because I remember you told me about that Chick beer, and then I was home during the week one day, and I was watching Anderson Cooper show? What's his show? Anderson Live. I don't know what it is. Whatever it was. Actually, good show. I'm growing fond of Anderson Cooper. But anyway, he had that.
Me too.
You too. But he had that, he was talking about that, all the things geared towards women, and those big pens that are supposed to be shaped to a woman's hand, and, like, pink cars, and, like, the beer, and they were drinking it on the show, and it has a pink label, and just how just because something is pink, it's supposed to be geared towards women.
Yeah, exactly, because every woman loves pink.
And it was kind of funny, because some of the audience members were commenting, like, one woman with red hair, she was saying, I actually avoid pink because I have red hair and it clashes. And I thought that was funny.
That is a very female thing to say.
I know. And I was like, well, you're kind of just, like, you're making the stereotype true by that comment. But
so they're stereotyping.
Prophecy.
They're stereotyping saying women like the color pink always, just like emo kids like the color black always.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not. Not necessarily true.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt right now, man.
You're an emo kid.
I am.
I'm not wearing any pink.
So, yeah.
I'm wearing black pants, though.
So I'm emo. I'm wearing black pants.
So you don't...
And Carlin is. We're all emo.
We're all emo.
And Argyle socks.
Well, maybe we're
nerd.
Emo beer.
No. No. You crossed the line with that.
So basically, you're saying that it's not something you're offended by.
I'm not offended by it.
But
I think
something that drives you away from it.
I wouldn't. I'm not like, oh my god, I have to try this beer. It's nothing.
I don't think it does.
But the fact that it's called Chick beer makes you not want to try it. Am I right in that?
Yeah, because I think it's a gimmick ploy, and I don't think the beer would be any good.
Mm. And then my question past that would be, what about if, you know, like, what's the next genesis of this? Do they start making beer specifically for Latinos or African Americans or gay men or transgender people? You know what I mean? Like,
what's Four Loko?
Four Loko. I've heard of that.
I'm just kidding.
It's already happening. Well, that's what, when Anderson Cooper had that beer on, obviously Anderson Cooper came out and he's gay, and I guess some of his staff members were gay, and they were commenting like, hey, we like pink, why can't this beer be for us? And it was kind of funny, but I think that kind of goes along the same lines that, then, yeah, where does...
But then the question becomes this too. If they put out a beer and it's called chick beer and it's specifically for women, if they did put out a beer called like gay guy beer or something like that, would it then get public backlash? Like,
of course.
Yeah, and then why is it okay to put out a beer that's chick beer, yeah, but you can't put one out that's called gay guy beer?
As a man, would you...
I think marketing to a sex is a lot different than marketing to a sexual preference.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. But I think he's just trying to push the envelope as far as, like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, both of you, I mean, if
marketing
you were...
Marketing is marketing.
Right, if you were out and someone's like, here, try this new beer, it's called chick beer, how do you, as men beer drinkers, how do you feel?
I'd try it because I'm a ticker, and then it would be one more added to my list.
I'd try it because... Like, if I thought chick was just the name of it, like, not chick, like a girl, like a chick, like a, you know, or just chick, whatever.
Like a
chick
chicken?
Brewery,
like,
or whatever.
Not chicken?
I don't know.
You just thought
there are some oddly named beers out there. Yeah, maybe it's...
Baby chicken beer.
Maybe it's... Exactly. Maybe it's egg yolk beer or something.
Ugh. That's something new. Hey, maybe Dogfish Head will do that beer next.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Egg yolk beer.
But, yeah, I mean, if I didn't see it, like, if it was just was chick beer, someone said, hey, try this, I'm...
Yeah.
Think twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well,
I was gonna say, are we gonna drink now?
Yeah, we're gonna drink now.
I know.
Only upon your request. I was waiting for you to ask.
Just
us.
Talking ourselves hoarse, and then
all right. Well,
quenching it with delicious brewskis.
So the way we're gonna do this, because Rebecca's the one who pours for us, she knows what these beers are. So Kyle and I are gonna do our normal thing where we talk about the color and the nose and the flavors, and then we're gonna rate it, and then. After we rate, we'll allow Rebecca to give her impressions because she knows what it is. We don't want her to sway us any way on any flavors
untainted.
Or anything. And then she'll say what she thinks about it, and then we'll go ahead and reveal after that. So let's take the first beer. And Kyle, what would you say about the color on that
one?
That's
real purdy. That's real purdy.
I mean,
it's a brown. I mean,
well, it's an amber,
yeah,
like really
amber.
Light brown, like it.
Yeah, it's not red.
Tannish.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna drink now though.
Okay,
you can go ahead.
You're
drinking
all
of those.
Yeah, I already know what it is.
I hate the nose with a passion.
This is very similar to a lot of the noses we've been getting recently.
Yeah.
Beers that don't really have much hops.
It's just yawn. It's got the same like a little bit of honey. It's malty. It's blah blah blah.
But I can't
comment
at all.
Okay, what do you get? You want.
Are you giving me permission?
Okay. Yeah, go
I think
ahead.
It's like, I get like banana.
You get banana? Okay. I can see like a small undertone.
No?
Small undertone.
Hey, man. Banana. Yes, no, don't. It's whatever you think you smell.
All right, I'm ready to taste this one. Although I'm not excited.
I'm braced for mediocrity.
Yeah, not so good.
No. Ugh. Man, see... When we recorded our first episode, I said there is a lot of bad beer out there.
There is.
Those that don't fill a niche of any kind, a niche, whatever you want to call it. It's just...
I always thought it was niche.
I always thought it was niche, too.
But I've heard...
I keep hearing people say
niche. Me, too.
Yes.
And then I'm like, have I been wrong my entire
exactly.
life?
Exactly.
Yes, you guys have been wrong your entire life.
Are you
it's
serious?
Not
niche. I would say niche, too.
Oh, okay.
Niche.
I was so worried because that's so funny you bring that up. Because
I used
it
to say Jenner.
Jenner?
Instead of genre.
Oh, no!
Because I had read it in books and stuff, but I'd never heard someone say it. So I was like, I like this genre of music. And my brother was like, what?
It was named after Bruce Jenner.
I have experiences like that all the time.
He didn't
I say
let
something.
Me live that one down for a while.
You say things like the. I was talking to
Don't
her.
Don't embarrass me, Jenner.
No, hold on.
Don't embarrass
I was,
me.
I was talking to her about the third Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the Tanuki suit in it?
Yeah.
And
okay, first
and
all,
she called it. Hold on.
How many people know what that really is?
And she called it what? What do you think she called it? The Tan Dookie suit?
Who knows what that is?
I like Tan Dookie.
Tan
well, now
Dookie
I remember
suit.
That it's called Tan Dookie. Are we done with that? I'm done with this one already.
Yeah. Let's move on to
Beer
B. We're
done with this one? I mean, I'm really talk about how it tastes.
Okay, well,
I thought we just said it was bad.
That's right. We didn't talk about, like, the flavors in it.
The nuances of it.
It's not good.
No, it's not. Like, I mean, it tastes exactly like I expected it to taste. Like, there are no curveballs here.
Right. The nose.
It's bland. It's thin. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just not. There's really not anything you can pick out of it except, like, a little bit of honey-ish.
Yeah, a little bit of honey, a little bit of, like,
thick. I feel like it's, like, a little bit of honey, a little bit of banana.
A little bit of bread, maybe, like, a little bit of, like...
Just, like, blah, like, blah.
Toast, it's a little, like, toasty, breadiness kind of, to breadiness, it. I can see that. But it's not pleasant at all.
It's it reminds me of, like, a honey wheat bread or something, like that.
But I feel like someone who's just getting into beers could like this.
Mm-hmm. Only if they're coming from things like Budweiser.
Yeah, like, I think it could be, like, an easy to drink. It's not noxious. It's not in your face. It's not.
And that's the thing. When you put certain beers in certain situations, say you're at a dinner, you don't want to drink something filling. You don't want to drink something heavy alcohol because you don't want to be sloshed all over the place. Like, different beer styles, different beer types have a place in,
like,
a variety of settings. It's just... We're expressing our personal opinions here.
I feel like this could be, like, a good beer if you're at a baseball game and you're, like, sweating your bejesus off, but you still want, like, a beer.
Yeah, there are situations I would drink beers like this. Yeah. But if I'm rating it in the full spectrum of my love of beers and all things that have alcohol, this is poo.
I'm new to this whole podcast, so
just,
I don't know.
I'm just trying to be a jerk. When it comes to beers.
You guys are haters.
I know. You gave Breakfast out of 6,
it's
man.
Called,
you
it's
are
called
a jerk.
Brutal Battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
Happy
not,
Fun Slap Time.
Sorry, I was
battle.
Trying to...
It's not called Beer Pillow Fight.
Yeah. Beer Tickle Match.
Yeah, exactly. Beer Tickle Match. It's not that.
Okay.
All right, well, let's smell Beer B.
This one's, I think, vastly superior in aroma.
Oh, yeah. The aroma right off the bat is so much better than A. What are you getting out of that?
A little bit of caramel.
Yeah. Yeah, there is some of that. Little caramelish. Little.
This is darker. I mean, we didn't even talk about the color, man. We're
it
just,
is.
We're getting all over the
place.
Sorry,
it's my fault. It's on
it
my
is.
Fault.
It's because there's another person here.
No, this is definitely darker.
It is. It's just like a few shades
honestly,
darker.
Just from the smell and look, I'd say this is probably like a nut brown or something like that.
That's a fair assessment. That could definitely be a nut brown. There's like
or
a little
toffee.
Nuttiness to
toffee
it. There's the caramel.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and taste?
A little nutty. Yeah, a little nutty. Maybe like a walnut.
Walnut. Getting specific on the nuts.
That's what I do, son. I get specific on the nuts. All right. Let's taste it.
All right.
You guys are terrible. There's a woman in the room.
Oh. This is probably the best beer we've had in the past six beers before this might have been much worse, I think.
I like this beer.
It's all right.
Oh, it's just all right?
It's not. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. This is a...
Listen to us while we sip it.
Yeah. This is... I do think it's probably like a brown.
Yeah, it's kind of roasty, toasty kind of thing.
Right.
Roasty, toasty.
Yeah. It kind of makes you... I could see drinking this in fall. Like, this is like a fall. Not warm weather, not cold weather. Kind of jacket, falling leaves kind of thing.
That's a good point.
Over a nice bowl of chili or something like that.
Ooh. Wow, good. Yeah.
Good shredded cheddar cheese and a dollop of sour cream.
You're just trying to plug your chili party this weekend.
No, I'm not. They don't need to know about that. I'm the reigning champion anyway. I'm just going to win again.
I'll
cook all you fools.
Yeah. Is it,
all right.
I don't know how you could get specifically a walnut.
I don't get any on the taste. I don't taste any nut at all, actually.
That's not bad, though. That's a decent beer. All right, do you want to move to the ratings, Kyle?
That one's okay.
What would you say about Beer A?
Beer A gets a 1.
A 1? Is that
a sad excuse of a beer?
You guys have given 1s before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've given 1s.
I just give it, like, it has no redeeming qualities to me. I mean, okay. See, I guess we'd give 1s to something that's just, blah, it's horrible. This isn't horrible, it's just...
Why wouldn't you give it a 2 versus a 1?
Two, then. Two, okay.
I'm just saying.
No.
It's not the worst beer
well,
I've
okay,
ever had.
I don't want to persuade you. I'm just asking about your rating system.
You can stay with the one.
No, I'll go two, because okay. I only want to put ones in beers that I'm completely disappointed in every. And I'm not disappointed in this. It just does nothing for me.
Right. Okay. Know? And I'm actually going to do the same. I'm going to go a two on that.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not, like, crying.
Obviously, it's a two. And then the beer B, what do you think for that one?
I give it a three, man. You liked it more than I do.
Okay, so Kyle's going to go a three on it. I'm actually going to go a four on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's... We'll go four. It has a little bit more of a redeeming quality.
By the way, my wife is smirking at me. I have a feeling that this is a beer that I've said before is so much better.
Well, we'll find out in a couple minutes.
I can't wait.
Okay, so...
Watch it be Duclaw or something.
Right. So, at this point...
Is this Euphoria?
No, it's not Euphoria.
At this point, Rebecca, is there anything that you want to say about the beers before we reveal them? Like, your take on them? What do you like? Or not like?
I didn't... It was just okay. I already said, like, I think I would...
Which one? Or both of them?
A. Beer.
Okay.
Beer A. Yeah, I mean, I would drink it. I wouldn't dump it out. But like Kyle said, like, it's just easy to drink. It's just kind of blah. B, I think, had a little more flavor. Knowing what... I haven't had beer B. Would you just want to reveal now?
Yeah, we can. All right, so...
We'll discuss.
Because then I can discuss.
We'll do it as before. So we're going to reveal beer A first, which got an overall rating of two.
Two.
So it's the loser for this episode.
Dos.
It is Old Scratch Amber Lager by Flying Dog.
Flying Dog, you're killing me, man. Come on, man.
Well, I'm not surprised. I've had this before, and I didn't really enjoy it when I had it.
That is a boring beer.
I didn't like it when I had it.
If I ever actually managed to get a reservation for a damn tour of that place, because it's booked up until 2016, I'm going to talk to someone about that beer. I'm like, what do you
mean? That specific one?
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, man, they can't always make beers that we like. You know what
but
I mean?
That's the thing, man. That's the thing. When you're a brewer, see, that's what I hate about flagship beers. These beers that they market as to be nondescript and just appeal to your average person. As a brewer, you have every right to make the weirdest crap you want. You know what I mean? You don't have to make this beer to pander to people. I mean, obviously, you have to pay your bills,
need to make money.
If you just make weird beers all the time, you might go bankrupt, but at the same time,
right?
It's like, they make respectable beers. They could have put a little bit more oomph into that,
okay.
I think.
I think that's a fair assessment. And then we'll go ahead and reveal beer B, which got an overall rating of 3.5. So it's our winner for this one, but Founder's Breakfast Stout is obviously still the Rover Lord, the... As Kyle likes to say, Master Broverlord.
Master.
With 6.5. So this beer B, was Old Brown Dog Ale by Smutty Nose.
I have had that.
See, now, Old Brown Dog was like my bread and butter for a very long time. And it's been a while since I've had it, so that's why I picked it out. And that's why I picked it for this episode, because I wanted to drink it. And I thought it was better than it's not as good as I remember it being.
Yep.
I was disappointed.
That happens, man.
I feel the same.
Palate change.
I feel the same way, because it is also a beer that I used to really, really love. But I think I've come so far, and I'm so much into like things like IPAs now that like brown ales are just... It's hard for them to like really please me now.
It's honestly, for me, it's a throwaway style. I really don't see myself going, golly, I wish I had a brown ale. Ever.
Yeah.
Never.
I could see that. It's not something I'll usually reach for. It's not something I'd, like you said, it's not something I'd sit there and be like, oh man, I could really go for a brown right now. So.
Yeah, I think because I haven't been drinking, like, good beers that long, I'm more apt to go with a brown just because I feel like it's...
More drinkable.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know, it's more of like a safer bet, especially if I'm out at a bar somewhere and I don't recognize... I know, and I go out, I don't recognize all the beers on the menu. I call Carlin and be like, what do you think I'm going to like? You know, but this is definitely something I know I've had, I've liked, but I am a little disappointed.
Yep. Palates change.
Yes, they do.
It has been a long time since you've had it.
Palates change.
I guess, yeah, look at that.
But that being said, we've gone kind of long this time, so we're going to go ahead and cut it off at the moment, but Rebecca, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Do I get don't have to cut it off, man. If it's a good thing, let the train keep going.
We don't want it to go too far. But
we could be boring people.
Yeah.
No.
We could just be entertaining ourselves.
Like, holy crap, it's 40 minutes. Cut. Cut. We're done. Goodbye.
Carlin's sitting in front of the computer like, okay, we're cutting this.
I'm just about to hit that button.
Yeah. Do it mid-sentence, actually. Just get the hell out of here.
But it is... We do thank you very much for how you've been helping us with this podcast.
It was a different...
You were a nice third wheel.
Well, not just...
Third wheel? Maybe you're the third wheel.
Yeah, I guess
it's like a tricycle. Not just for coming on this episode, but for being the person who goes out, purchases the beers.
Yes, that is awesome.
And pours them for us. And
of course,
you know, you're an integral part of
I don't envy
this.
Your task, because there is a wall of beer at Wine World.
I know.
Like, how do you? I don't want to know how you pick them.
I don't know. Crazy. I debate about it. I'm like, well, is this going to go with this? I don't want to ruin this. I know this is going to be good. I don't want to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Can we have something good next time?
No, hush you.
No, I don't want to. Sway.
We want like a solid 6 months of 2 and 3 ratings.
We
no,
did.
I'm just no. God, no.
Have they all been 2 and 3s?
Just about.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, and some ones here and there.
Yeah.
Well, there's like one.
There's a couple ones.
2s, 3s mainly.
Okay. Well.
Four.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that being said, thank you so much. Thank you everyone for listening. This has been Brutal Battle.
I want you to do it for
me.
Come on. Come on, man.
You want me to send it out?
I want you to do the voice. Come on, man. Give me some heart. Let's go.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to Brutal Battle.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.